The economic recession is not only affecting homeowners, but also our furry friends. People who have lost their homes because of foreclosure may have abandoned pets if they can't afford to take care of them, or if they move into apartments that don't allow animals. Richard Alacon is a city council member.
Think about the way you are treating your animal. And is it that different than the way that the banks treated you? They've abandoned you. Don't turn around and abandon your animals.
Alarcon sponsored an ordinance that went into effect yesterday that requires all dogs and cats in the city to be spayed or neutered when they reach 4 months. He expects a law to reduce the number of pets abandoned and euthanized each year. TV personality Bob Barker, a longtime animal rights activist, says he hopes the law will reach other major cities.
The spay-neuter movement is sweeping the country. I compare it to a tsunami. And Los Angeles is in the vanguard. Los Angeles is in a leadership role.
Animal Services reports that euthanasia rates have increased 37% so far this year. And there has been a 21% increase of animals taken in due to foreclosure. Tamika Johnson at the South LA Animal Shelter says the shelter can't hold any more pets.
We're really, really overcrowded, cats and dogs, every day. We're getting in puppies, we're getting in kittens, we're getting in pregnant moms, we're getting whole families turned in.
Discounted services are available for low-income pet owners who can't afford to comply with the new law. Connie Kuo, Annenberg Radio News.